Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's up?
Happy Thanksgiving.
What's going on? Yeah,
happy
well.
Pre-Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving, yeah. I was like, wait, pre-Thanksgiving? No, Thanksgiving Eve. The biggest drinking day of the year.
Yes.
I may or may not have already started. Who's to say?
Who is to say? Not me.
Yeah, someone said the last show before Thanksgiving, let the mailing it in begin. Oh, it's begun. Don't worry about that.
It's been brought in.
It has been brought. The era has become.
My Jayhawks start in an hour.
Rock Jock.
We're half in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Schultzy's not even in Mariners gear.
Hello. No. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
This is the weirdest show ever.
Are you wearing shorts, though?
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. It's not a Hawaiian shirt. It's actually a Christmas shirt. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh. It's got a Hawaiian feel to it.
I see Rudolph on there.
I hear you.
Well, my vision from this distance isn't the best.
There's a sleigh, it appears.
That is correct, yeah.
A one-horse open sleigh?
Well, Santa had to have somebody lead his sleigh, and it was Rudolph because of, well, Rudolph was hated until he could help Santa, but, you know, it was Red-Nosed, baby.
There was no Rudolph. Rudolph was made up.
He wasn't. I think it's all made up.
He wasn't one of the... I don't know what you're talking about, man. Old Saint Nick, man. That's Rudolph is merely a that's like a 1960s Hallmark sort of thing.
What is the story of Rudolph?
I don't know. Someone came up with a story and put it out like whatever that was in the 60s or 70s and made a cartoon out of it, and away you go.
I think he's Donner's kid in the...
scandalous.
So it's like one of the... It's weird. He obviously did not start, Sook's right, with the, you know, original eight reindeer, but Donner at one point had a baby, and Santa hated him because he was a freak with this red nose until there was a storm on Christmas night. And
I
all
heard Santa likes freaks.
Yeah. He liked this freak eventually, so...
Okay.
We'll to see when Rudolph
made Hallmark
his first.
Thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's from like the cartoons and stuff?
Yeah.
I think the stop.
Yeah, the Heat Miser and all that.
A Burgermeister Meister Burger.
Yeah.
Boy, I am lost.
That Santa Claus is coming to town. Different one, but close. It's all the Rankin and Bass stuff that was around in the 60s, which Elf drew
Rudolph
their
first appeared.
Inspiration from.
He was in a children's book in like the late 40s, early 50s. And then, in the 1950s, that's when, like, the song came out and all that. So, yeah, it was a children's book in the 40s that's, I don't know, Robert L. May, I don't know if he made any money off of it, but maybe, you know, look at what it's brought now.
What if he was a Nazi?
Well, you know, it was the 1930s, 1940s. Just be careful if you've got a grandparent, or in this case, maybe a great-grandparent of a certain age, and they're from the old country, just don't bring up anything. Just shh.
I think that's the fun of Thanksgiving.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, dropping bombs and seeing what happens, watching the carnage fly all over the room.
See where people go.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Having a lovely meal with the Sassies, old Barb Sassy, who's just one of the nicest ladies.
I love the Sassies.
Oh, they were great. Chuck Sassy, rest in peace. Man was a Vietnam pilot. Just like, he wore a flight suit to like help people move with his chest hair out and long white hair. a mustache. He was fantastic. And then one day we sat down for a lovely meal together. And Barb's mom happened to be there. And Barb's mom was from Austria. And Barb and Chuck were already an older couple, which meant Barb's mom came from a certain period of time, from a certain region of the world. And Barb's mom had some strong opinions. And let me tell you, no one can be prepared for that. Nobody. No, sir.
You get into it with her?
No, I just kind of sat there and awkwardly stared while Barb tried to apologize and claim that, you know, she was brainwashed and it's the way she was raised. And then the mom would push back and tell Barb to can it. And
so you met a real life Nazi? That's for sure.
At least they sympathize her. You know, the whole thing started out is we had a Rottweiler at the time. And, She mentioned that the Rottweiler was a good German dog, but it wasn't the German dog, and that I shouldn't have a Rottweiler. I should have a German Shepherd. And then I made the mistake of asking, well, why is the German Shepherd the German dog and not the Rottweiler? And the answer that I got was it's not what I expected. I thought there was going to be some sort of lineage thing or the German Shepherd was more... No.
She's from Austria.
She's from Austria.
Not even 5% of you expected that answer. I mean, come on, man.
Well, I mean...
A 90-year-old woman from Austria?
Yeah.
About ready to explain what a German Shepherd... I mean, come on.
I didn't... Yeah.
Come on.
Look, are you ever really prepared? She was like this sweet old... Think like if a peanut like grew some hair and then like came to life. She was this little wrinkly old thing. I wasn't expecting a Heil. No, that's just not what you're prepared for. At a nice meal. It was breakfast. It was brunch. I was having like a Monte Cristo. I was not prepared for it. I was having breakfast potatoes. The next thing I know, I was like, whoa. And then my wife, my late wife, so she's Korean. And she asked if she was Japanese. And I was like, I'm not going down this one because I know where that's going. It was like, woo. And then that got into, it just was all, I've never wanted to leave a conversation more in my entire life.
Well, it's one of your more memorable Thanksgivings.
It was maybe the most memorable meeting I've ever had. And it was on that day I learned, if you meet a person of a certain age and they're from certain places in Europe, just shut up. Don't ask. And if they like German Shepherds, be like, yeah, me too. And let's never speak of it again, ever.
I thought she was going to say Dachshund.
No.
Little wiener dog.
Is that German dog? Dachshund.
Isn't
it? Well, I would think, right? Dachshund. That sounds Deutsch. I'm not certain that a certain man liked the liked the Dachshund. I think he was more of a German Shepherd sort of guy, but, you know.
Well, happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone.
Yes. Now let's change.
Nice to have you along.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah.
Moving on.
That's why I'm here.
Good 4-day work week on the horizon here.
And in case people were wondering,
a 4-day work week, a 4-day weekend.
Yes.
There we go. 4-day weekend. Yeah. 3-day. On the horizon. Yeah.
Well, it's like really 2.5 because is this really work?
Yeah.
I mean, we're telling Hitler stories for God's sakes. Is that really?
I find it to be work. At all times.
You're grinding? Out there grinding your face off.
I'm a grinder. Yeah. Big big show today, guys.
I like this right here. Someone goes, German customer on my route in their late 70s grew up in Argentina. Don't ask. Just keep that one to yourself.
Well, they fled, yeah.
Yeah, do not ask why they came. Hey, how did your family? Nope, just
so either hiding or...
No one hid in Argentina. Well, they hid in Argentina, but they...
Either hid or fled.
Yeah, and it's hid. One country opened up with open arms and was like, come on down. So again, if you meet someone who's got a very German name that happens to be from Argentina, again, don't ask. Hey, why did your family end up in Argentina?
Well, happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone.
Yes.
Changing the subject yet again. That's why I'm here. Good 4-day weekend on the horizon. On the horizon.
True story. 1, 2, 3, 4. The 4-day week or weekend is it's fantastic.
It's just glorious.
This is a magical.
I'll tell you what, it really is
a magical stretch.
It's a magical stretch, and Thanksgiving does not hold a candle to Christmas.
No.
However, the scheduling gives it a boost in the rankings.
Yes.
The way it all falls.
Because Christmas, you never really know. like, because it moves around. But Thanksgiving, you can count on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And let's be honest, even on Monday, no one's really doing anything because it kind of kicks off the entire month of not doing anything. So while Christmas has the general malaise of an entire month, Thanksgiving has a built-in four-day, we all understand, we don't even have to pretend, we're just all going to get drunk and do nothing.
Yeah, there's the 4 days, and then there's the month after the 4 days.
Yeah.
Whereas Christmas, there's however many days, depending on the calendar, and then there's the dreaded January.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
Instead of the Sunday scaries, that's just the New Year scaries.
But for Thanksgiving, it's like, this is the beginning of glutton for weeks.
Yeah.
My favorite time of year?
Weeks.
Well, you got the, you know, the weather, so you can wear the heavy sweatshirt and hide your gut, and then you don't feel bad about drinking at 9 in the morning. And
hey, I don't feel bad about drinking at 9 in the morning.
Normally I do.
Day drinking is where it's at.
I can't.
You got to shut her down early.
I can't really. You shut it down early.
Yeah, because like if you start early, you shut it down early.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't go deep. That's bad.
What are you talking about?
I'm 50 years old, dude.
Just mix some light beer in there.
Well, yeah, no.
I know, you can't. You do wine and bourbon.
Listen,
but yeah,
everybody's different. But for me, the earlier the better.
Yeah.
Because then I get to bed early.
So you start, okay.
And well, I'm fine.
No, I do the other. If I start early, buckle up because we're going all day.
Yeah, no, I ramp it down.
Oh, no.
It's a general gradual slide down into the bed.
I'm more of a...
By like eight.
To use the German, you know, we mountain climb. We yodelehihu on our way up. And then we keep going. Then at some point you tip over the side of the mountain, but the hills are alive. And that's just, you know, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning. And I will say Thanksgiving is probably by far the earliest that I start and the only time where I really don't feel bad about starting.
Yeah, see, I never feel bad.
Yeah. Ah!
I've been sick the last couple Thanksgivings, so I feel like I got missed time to make up for. So, yeah, drinking's going to be happening.
Yeah, you were tonight. Sick pre-Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah. Like, if I showed up at a normal breakfast, you know, we're just, like, hanging out, like,
when?
On a random...
Tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. But let's say, like, in June. If I meet someone for breakfast, there is zero chance that I am ordering cocktails.
Depends. What's your day? Do you have to work?
No, just a weekend. Like I'm meeting a buddy for.
Oh, dude, there's 100% chance I'm ordering cocktails.
I never do it.
That is the best time for the cocktail.
No, cocktails to me are I'm on vacation. If I'm morning drinking, I'm on vacation somewhere. Because if I'm on an island somewhere, I mean, for God's sakes, that's where the day starts. Or it's something like Thanksgiving. But I would never think to order because I like going out to breakfast. And I'm just not ordering alcohol with pancakes at 8:30
in
the morning.
You're not ordering pancakes either. That's bush league order.
Well, that's true.
Get out of here with that. But, you know, look, you know what the beauty of the world is, Jace? Yeah.
Different strokes.
To each
their
own.
Yeah.
Including the UConn basketball team. I wanted to bring this up here real quick. Dan Hurley.
Yes.
Who is crazy.
Yeah, one of the great red asses. In college sports today.
He is saying that his team is eating all their tryptophan today.
Yeah, which is the chemical turkey. Well, it's the chemical in turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, protein, I think.
Is it a protein?
I think so, but I
supposedly
don't.
It's the chemical in turkey that makes you be sleepy, but by all accounts, you would have to eat so effing much turkey to get sleepy. That's not why you get sleepy. It's just that you're fat and you eat everything.
Right. So
been
Hurley
for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Hurley came out and said, we're going to eat our tryptophan today. They're having Thanksgiving today so that they won't be sluggish when they play on Friday.
So he's like the divorced dad that's like, okay, we're doing Thanksgiving a day early.
He clearly has not read the internet about tryptophan. No. But,
and he dropped the F-bomb too, which was kind of fun.
Yeah, he always does that. Yeah.
He said he's not going to eat the effing.
Yeah, he's mad at turkey.
Yeah.
He's started a war against turkey. But they are going to, he's going to give his team the turkey.
Yeah.
But it's not a thing. AI says a serving of turkey does not have enough tryptophan in it to make you sleepy.
I saw one of those, I don't know if it was a Mythbuster thing or whatever. It was one of those where someone actually broke down like the amount of turkey you would have to eat in order for like that tryptophan to make you sleepy. And it's an ungodly amount. But
we can give it a try.
You can give it a try.
Let's do it.
They just said it's a combination of alcohol, which most of us have.
Alcohol.
And when you eat a ton, your body digests and it kind of slows everything down. It just you kind of go into storage mode, and that's why you get sleepy. It's not the tryptophan.
Well, his comments made me think of something that I'd never thought of before, because I know a lot of people have Christmas, depending on travel and people's schedules, they don't actually have Christmas on Christmas.
Yeah.
Are there people who celebrate Thanksgiving on a different day?
We've done it. Well, when I played, we had to do it sometimes because we would play on, play on the day.
If you doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
I'm talking about just, you know, with families, work schedules or travel.
I can see that.
Because it doesn't seem that that happens. It seems like everybody is doing it.
Maybe the divorced family does a different, you know.
Yeah, I jokingly brought up the divorced dad, but like, yes, literally, I have celebrated Thanksgiving because of separated families on a different day than Thanksgiving.
Broken homes.
I'm sure that happens.
So is that like a third? You have to do two. You have to do it on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Saturday, or like somebody will do it. You know, like the Sunday before. So it's just kind of whenever it can be fit into the schedules.
Well, my working theory is, if you were smart, you should move your holiday just like a week over. And celebrate on your own, and it would be way better. You'd miss the traffic. You know, travel days are easier. So if you're smart, just because like today, like I'm sure the airport and the freeways and everything are just a nightmare. So just gather the week before or the week after and celebrate it with your family.
Well, we have celebrated Christmas in January before.
Yeah,
because of everybody was in different states.
Sure,
that's when we could all come together.
Yeah,
and it drives my wife nuts. Mm. She
wants it on the day.
The day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we do. I mean, we celebrate birthdays all the time on weekend. Like, if your birthday's on a Wednesday, most of the time you'll get together. Yeah. We do Valentine's Day that way.
Yeah, birthdays are easy. You just slide it to the weekend.
Yeah, most stuff will slide. But for some reason,
Not Turkey Day. Not Thanksgiving.
No. Well, you got Black Friday afterwards, and there's a parade, and there's football, and it's hard to move Thanksgiving.
Ooh, football.
Yeah.
The dog show, too.
Oh, yeah. The Westminster.
Yeah, I can't forget about that.
And it's always a dog that I hate that wins.
I know. Yeah. I was like so prissy.
What are you guys' predictions this year for the Westminster?
The standard poodle always wins. The Shih Tzu is a real popular one. Or some rat-looking terrier thing.
Well, what's that? Is it like a Dachshund or something like that?
That'd be the Dachshund.
Right? I guess. Like the regal, kind of thin-faced looking one. That one's up there, too.
Yeah.
Even greyhounds, I feel like.
We're going to break down the Westminster today.
I'm looking here at the Best in Show winners.
I feel a Westminster segment coming on.
Yeah, the first one was the smooth... That thing's been going on since 1907.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Big deal.
The Smooth Fox Terrier.
Okay.
Was the first one.
Like in 1907?
1907.
Yeah, Terrier. I could see that.
2004, the Poodle. There's been a Bloodhound, a Pekingese,
those
Standard
smooth
Poodle.
Foxes are ugly.
Oh, those dogs suck. Oh, there are two...
Who won last year?
2017, German Shepherd Dog. Mrs. Sassy, probably liking that. A lot of wire fox terriers in here.
What is it about terriers that they like?
I don't know. Some beagles.
Beagles?
Yeah, the beagles won a couple times. Papillon has won.
Aren't the different breeds, like, some are closer to the original, like, dog? Like, the origin of...
Origin is a wolf, so I don't know how the wire terrier looks anything like a wolf. But
as small dogs go, I could probably get behind the Papillon.
Papillon?
Kind of a funny looking.
Not certain I know what the Papillon looks like.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, it's kind of a cute little thing. Mm. Furry, big ears.
Yeah.
You know.
Last year, though, I didn't realize, I don't think I watched last year, but the Giant Schnauzer won, and I like the Giant. I'm a fan of the Schnauzer.
I don't like the Schnauzer either.
I'm a fan. I like it. I like the Schnauzer. In fact,
I think those are ugly.
I wanted a Schnauzer, and I got bullied into the Akita. But I was trying to get myself a Schnauzer before the Akita came on board.
Not even 5% cute.
Nah, I like the little Schnauzers.
Those are ugly-ass dogs.
Well, the giant one is actually, I mean, it's like a police dog. The thing is intense.
Well, there's your Westminster segment. Thank you.
There you go.
Impromptu.
Just my I think the wire fox terrier may have won more than anyone else.
Yeah, I don't like it.
That damn wire fox terrier dominated for years. It's like the Bill Belichick of dogs.
Joey Harrington is coming on our show today. Husky he will be on week. At 5:30, guys. 5:30, yes. The Ducks and the Huskies are playing, and I'm seeing that the Huskies are talking a lot of trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are they?
Well, they have a bee in their bonnet about the ducks. Mm. You know, the huskies.
Well, they, yeah.
They're a little sensey.
Yeah, a little sensey.
The husky has won the dog show once, by the way.
Now, that's a good-looking dog.
That is. Yeah. Huskies are beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll start with some cool, hot college football talk next on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nice to have you along. It's our last show of the week.
Yep. Taking it very seriously. Don't worry about us.
I do love sports a lot, though, guys. I got to tell you.
Sports. You excited for this big NBA Cup game tonight?
Yeah. I think Group C is on the line, is it not?
The Group of Death?
Isn't it?
Are we in Group
yes.
C? Yeah.
If they lose, they are.
Who's they? The Blazers.
The Blazers.
Yes. The Portland Blazers. Trail Blazers.
Yes, yours favored against my Spurs.
Yeah, I saw that. I was really tempted to take your Spurs.
Thought about it. Like, huh?
Even without Wemby? I thought,
Shadon yes, Sharp even could be back.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't bet on it. But yeah, huge game tonight at the Moda Center.
For that, for that big NBA Cup, which we all care so much about. Get ready to hang your NBA Cup semifinal banner.
I did see a story today, I think it was on Yahoo, that said only 20 games remaining in the
NBA Cup.
In the NBA, I don't even think it was the NBA Cup. I think it was 20 games remaining in the knockout stage or something. I don't know.
No, this is the group stage, and then they move on to the knockout round.
Okay, so maybe only 20 games left in the groups. Only 20! So... The urgency.
Well, look, there's just certain things that the U.S. and Europe will never agree upon. And let me just say, in-season tournaments, that may be number one. I love that the NBAs keep pushing that narrative. But
now, okay, I wanted to get into a little football here.
Yeah, let's get into some football.
Let me just bring this up real quick.
Oh, boy. Which means we're not going to get to college football.
Since you brought it up. Well, we've got a whole show to do here.
Right.
Okay, so, you know.
Sure. Why not?
You know.
Let's take a little scenic detour here. We're going to get off the highway. We'll get back on.
So college basketball does these preseason tournaments or in-season tournaments.
Yes.
You know,
yeah. Like Oregon's playing in Vegas and just getting annihilated, but they're down there.
Have you seen... they are. Have you seen the controversy surrounding that tournament?
that
See,
no.
This is what made me think of
okay.
it.
Okay, well, no one's there.
The Players Era Festival in Vegas.
Yeah, the Players Era Festival. Okay. So it's they're playing for NIL money.
Yes,
the winner of that whole thing
is split $1 million.
Gets
right?
$1 million.
Yeah,
oh, damn, that's
yeah,
and they get to split it. I'm assuming equal ways, but.
I don't know. If I drop 40, I may be.
Will you imagine, like, if you're well, Oregon's not winning S. They look terrible. But if you're Nate Biddle, and you end up being the MVP, and you're looking to get some money to put some hair plugs in, you're probably a little upset if you're getting 75 grand, and the donkey at the end of the bench you didn't play is also getting 75.
What I'm saying.
What are we, socialists now? Are we going to go European the full deal? What are we doing?
So the controversy surrounding this tournament. Outside of the fact that no one is showing up for it,
yeah,
there are 32 teams there.
Yeah.
And it's just empty. It's like Kansas is getting ready to play Tennessee. Yeah. I watched Tennessee-Houston. Great game yesterday. Mm-hmm. Nobody was in the
Well, Oregon,
stands.
The last two, Oregon, so they got drilled by San Diego State, and then before that they got drilled by
Auburn.
And then I think they're going to get drilled by Creighton next. But we were joking. They were panning the crowd. You could have individually counted as the crowd as they spanned the crowd, you could have counted the fans in the camera view.
Yeah.
I mean, each section had about 7 people in it. It's embarrassing.
Is not the biggest controversy surrounding that event.
Okay. What are we doing?
It is not a bracket. Mm-hmm. So there are 32 teams there.
Yeah.
And only today did we find out, well, not, I think the Royal Sports fan,
sure.
Editorial sports fan, the group of sports fans that aren't really following but may check the final out or whatever.
Yeah.
We found out today that it is not a bracket.
I had no idea that the Players Era tournament live from Mandalay Bay. That's not a bracket.
There are 32 teams there, and they are what made me think of this is you were talking about European soccer.
Yeah.
They are playing that based off of point differential. Uh-huh. So the end of the... So, for example, Tennessee, Kansas, Iowa State, Michigan, and Gonzaga all went 2-0. Mm-hmm. They all showed up there and won both of their games.
Yeah.
Only two teams can play in the final. So Michigan and Gonzaga are playing in the final because they have a bigger scoring differential than the other three.
Not that they won more...
Iowa State... The coach at Iowa State, who's one of my favorite coaches in college basketball, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's really good at what he does, but he's also kind of funny and like he's just a good dude. His name's TJ, I think it's like Otzelberger or something.
Sure.
He was asked, they asked him, they said, because he in his second game, they had a chance to run up the score in the final minute, and he did not. And they were like, well, hey, you do know this tournament is based off of scoring margin. If you want to get into the final, you should have scored a couple extra buckets. And he was like, dude, that's not the right thing to do. So that caused...
But isn't it the right thing to do?
Well,
because it's...
technically it is in that tournament. He did not think it was, and he didn't. And therefore, his team didn't even get to play in the consolation game. They went 2-0, and they played Syracuse today, won by a billion. And I don't know if they're getting any NIL money for that game or not. So, yeah, it's a whole mess. And so the guy... I see what they were trying to do. They were trying to say, okay, even if it's a blowout, it matters.
Sure.
Right? So play to the end.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of different, cheeky. Let's see how it goes. Well, it has been a disaster because nobody knew really what was happening. And now there's controversy. Like Kansas and Tennessee beat Houston.
But we need to.
But they are not in the final. They beat Houston.
But Houston.
But they are not in the final.
Huh.
And Houston is a damn good team, if you didn't know.
I'm confused and frightened. I had no idea this was a
because
thing.
Because they played a tougher team, their point differential wasn't high.
It wasn't as good.
And so
yeah.
they are playing in the consolation game. So it's just a mess. And so the guy, Seth, the guy's name is Seth Berger. He's having his 15 minutes today, and it's not going well for him.
No.
Everybody's all over him. Like, dude, just your whole stupid sport is known for a bracket. Go to a bracket.
You know what's weird?
And he was really defiant about it. He's like,
saying,
well,
this is the
apparently
way to do
we have to explain better how we are doing things. This is unique and one of a kind. And everybody's like, dude, shut up and go to a bracket. And he eventually, he took a lot of heat. And then he was defiant about it. And he eventually has come around. And then he issued a statement saying, well, all formats are on the table for next year, so we'll see what we will do in 2026.
So I'm on the Players Era website at Michelob Ultra Arena, by the way.
Yeah, in Vegas.
It says right here that the Players Era brings November Mania to Las Vegas in a first of its kind college basketball showcase.
That is true.
But when I scroll down and they have like a little like, you know, like information, guess what the second thing is? Where can I find bracket information? So
they're trying to explain.
Well, but
what does it say on there?
But it's not a bracket.
I know, but I think what they're anticipating is people wanting to know where the bracket is, and so you click on that to find out what the format is.
But when you click on it, what it's the most confusing thing ever because it just it just gives you schedules.
Oh, dear.
But there's no bracket.
Yeah, so
I'm on their website. If
yes,
you would have told me
they botched it.
If you would have told me go to the Michelob Ultra whatever tournament thing here and click on it to find out what's going on, I would have clicked on the bracket information, and believe it or not, I think I'm more confused now looking at this than I would be if I knew nothing about it.
Now you understand why Seth Berger is having his 15 minutes.
Yes.
He's the guy that runs it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, come on. You guys don't get it.
No, I don't.
And yes, everybody responded with, no, we don't.
Yeah.
Switch to a bracket, idiot.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie. Yeah, that is...
So I'll be stunned if they're not a bracket next year.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
I just want to see what it cost. So when is the championship game?
Tonight. I tell you what, it's a hell of a matchup.
Yeah?
It's Gonzaga against Michigan.
And by the way, I've seen Gonzaga play a couple times now. Gonzaga looks like an absolute monster.
They do every year, but they're legit. They brought a lot of guys back. And then Michigan is playing up and down, and they're like one of the best defensive teams in the country. This is going to be a really fun game. Hmm. That's a great game.
I'm going to look and see, because that should be a packed house, and I don't know if that's going to be.
Well, if any game will be, it would be that one. Although Tennessee-Houston was a pretty good matchup, and I mean, I wouldn't say it was empty, but it did not.
There was no one at the Oregon games, I can assure you of that.
Yeah, well, I saw an Oregon reporter who said that there were more people at the at the Maui Invitational.
Yes.
And that's in a gym of like 2,000.
Yeah, no one.
Than at this game, at these games. So it's not going well for the Players Era tournament so far, but hey, look.
Hey, $1 million on the line.
Bumps
huh?
in the road. Yes, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, your boy from Huff, who's the white guy from Gonzaga? Huff, he can get $1 million or, you know, well, his cut of $1 million.
Yeah, his cut.
You know.
Mark Few's pocketed most of that. He's a guy, gentleman.
It's a lot of fishing trips for Mark
Few. Taking my cut.
So anyway.
He's got those big Great Danes he's got to feed.
I just wanted to point that out before we got too deep into the weeds today on our super hot football Wednesday.
Yeah.
But that... I mean, they just so dumb. So incredibly dumb.
I had no idea
that
was a thing.
Yeah, and that's why you're seeing Gonzaga win by 35.
Yes,
like,
they have
Mark
to.
Few understood the bit.
Yeah.
Although they kind of blow people out anyway, but.
True.
Anyway, let's move on. The Ducks could still get a bye? Here's Schultzy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, a couple of bits of late breaking sports news for you guys. I mean, that's why you tune in, right? Late breaking sports news.
Commit to this show, damn it. Commit to it.
I'm committed. I'm here.
Yeah, we are here.
We spend to win.
Not here.
Not today.
Oh, no. You don't confuse.
Hey, what are you saying?
Don't confuse us with the Oregon Ducks. I can assure you of that. We may be home of the Ducks, but we are not operating in that same tier. I can assure you.
And we are definitely fighting for clicks. Abso-freaking-lutely.
An Odyssey station.
There you go.
Well, one bit of news is from baseball, just real quick. The Blue Jays have signed Dylan Cease.
Yeah, I saw that.
7-year deal. He's starting pitcher, and he's not very good, so I don't know what they're doing, but whatever. And then just moments ago, we learned that Montana State football coach Brent Vegan is returning to the Bobcats.
Yes!
He will not be the coach of Oregon State.
The journey continues. So to be fair, because right now online, Oregon State fan is trolling, and other people trolling the Beavers and Scott Barnes, and I get it. It's at this point.
Why are they being trolled?
Well, because here's another coach that supposedly has pulled out. So Paul Chryst said no, Polsick said no, and now Vegan said no. You do have to remember, to be fair, it is very possible that every one of these coaches was like, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want anything to do with you. But I would say it's more likely, again, not saying it didn't happen, but the more likely one is that Oregon State informed each and every one of these guys that we're probably going into a different direction.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
And this happens all the time, that when a coach is not able to come to an agreement or someone moves on to a different candidate, the coach instantly goes back to their school and says, well, I didn't want to go anywhere in the first place.
They allow you to save face.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm with you. I don't think you could draw any conclusions from this other than, if Shepard, the guy from Alabama, now comes out and says, yeah, I'm staying too.
Now you're effed.
Then it's like, ooh. So or that may mean that Justin Wilcox came in late and stole the job.
Yeah, because there is the idea, right, that we were kind of led to believe through most people that it came down to three. That it was the North Dakota State, Montana State, and then Jamarcus Shepard, who is the passing game coordinator, kind of assistant head coach, one of those elevated titles. He's at Alabama. Young guy, never been a head coach, never been a full-time offensive coordinator, and is young. So this was the idea of it's one of those three. Two have dropped out, so Jamarcus Shepard, you're on the clock. And if it's not him, well, like you said, maybe Wilcox came into the 11th hour, or maybe you have botched this. If it's not one of those, and it's not a Wilcox thing, then you have every right to attack Scott Barnes and be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you can't land one of your top four candidates. And I want to believe in Oregon State that it's not that case. You can't screw this up bad, can you?
You certainly can. But it may just be Shepard.
Yeah.
Know? And it may be having to wait for, I mean, Alabama has a very big game on Saturday.
Yes.
Maybe they just have to wait.
Yeah.
And they're informing other coaches that, save face, go, pull your name out, because we're going to give it to Shepard.
Get a little
he
raise.
Has agreed. Yeah, yeah. We just have to figure some details out, and we have to wait for their season to finish. So maybe that's what happened. They did not get Jim Mora Jr., unfortunately.
I'm a little surprised.
Hey, shut up.
I'm a little surprised that Jim Mora took that job.
Yeah, he went over to
Colorado State. Like, Jim Mora
from UConn, if you didn't know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've paid any attention, but he's done a really nice job at UConn
UConn's
these last
been
couple
good.
Years. Yeah.
Why don't you take your butt out of here?
They got a finalist for the Blitnikoff Award this year, and he's done a really nice job. And I would think that with his pedigree, you know, he was one of the few guys to ever actually win at UCLA. I mean, he won 10 games there. And he did that with UConn. I would have thought no offense to Colorado State, I just would have thought a better job would have come up, but maybe he's just has burned bridges and this is
kind of
where
it's at. Well, he is kind of an ass.
Yeah.
Maybe Cal?
Yeah, I just thought, because he was rumored for some bigger jobs, like, you know, the Arkansas job was open. Like Penn State's not going to hire him, but one of the lesser Big Ten or SEC jobs, or, you know, I just, like you mentioned, Cal could have been one. Colorado
Fort
State.
Fort Collins is super nice.
Yeah.
You know.
And they built new facilities. They have a new stadium. I don't know.
Winnable league.
I just thought it was, it's a great get for Colorado State.
Maybe he kind of strikes me, and we've hung out with him a little bit at the Pac-12 media days. He kind of strikes me as a guy who doesn't want to put up with a lot of the Power Four.
And there may be something to that.
Bull crap.
Well, he's 64, right?
Yeah, so exactly.
Is there an idea that you're going to pay him, let's say, and I'd have to look and see what he got, but let's say they're going to give him $2.5 million a year.
Bingo.
Guaranteed money.
Nice place to live. His wife's happy with it.
Easy. He knows he's going to go to a bowl game. He knows he's probably not going to get fired there. You know, and so maybe at that point, at this in his career, there's less stress there because he can be a super high T, you know. Brr.
They have a white running back, for goodness sakes.
All right. Well, there's your coaching update. Brent Vegan returns to Montana State.
Yeah.
So the Bobcat fans are very excited.
I just have to believe,
I would imagine,
that when a coach that has no real possibilities in Paul Christ, and Montana State and North Dakota State, which are fine jobs, but they pay $300,000 a year. And they're at a complete level. Like, we got to stop with people asking, is the Montana State job better than Oregon State's? For the love of God, no, it's not. So the fact that you had all three of those guys go back, that really screams to me that they're waiting on Shepherd. And that they're informing those other coaches that it's time to move.
Either that, or they all looked at Oregon State and were like, yeah, nope. No thanks.
I don't
down with Scott Barnes is like it's not the most it's not like a
that can't be a thing.
Honestly though, I think it could be a thing in the world where head coaches were willing to take coordinator jobs, like literally taking demotions because of the way college football goes. Chip Kelly, for instance. There were others that were like, "No, I'm just going to go be a D coordinator." Why at this point, hey, maybe I'll take an easier job for $400,000 somewhere else instead of going into a dumpster fire for $3 million a year.
Wow! Because one's making $300,000 a year and one's making $3 million a year. And for those coaches that are at those places like Montana State, dude, that guy has never made millions. $300,000 is the most he has ever made. That is not retirement money. That's not, you have to work. I mean, obviously, $300,000 is a nice salary. That is not life-changing money. When you land at a school that's going to pay you $2 million a year, or whatever, you know, that you can get out of that, and you're guaranteed a four-year deal, regardless of what happens, $8 million that you never have to work again and you take care of your family. And I know Oregon State isn't the shiny jewel on the hill. Oregon State, that program and the stadium and the facilities and the recruiting, but it is so much greater. We have got to stop romanticizing. If you went to Montana State and you looked around, you'd be like, what in the hell is this? Oregon State, sneaky, has some of the better facilities and best infrastructure on the West Coast. Dude, if you went to Oregon State stuff and then you went and looked at UW's and you looked at USC's, it's not as if Oregon State has crap. That's just not the case. It's just that they've become a popular punching bag, but I just don't buy for a second. Paul Christ literally hasn't had a sniff at another job. And he coached at Oregon State, and suppose he wanted the job, and then he's like, you know what? Sorry, guys, I'm going to sit on my couch and do nothing. None of this makes sense.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
It can't be that bad down there.
All right, coming up next, the Ducks could still get a bye, but how? When we return on The Fan. The Ducks, your Ducks, were the big winner in the college football playoff rankings yesterday.
Yeah, much easier path if they stay where they're at.
Yeah, they jumped up from 7-6. Mm-hmm. Still get a home game, get a slide into the area where they may have to host like Pittsburgh or Virginia.
If it were to end today, basically, they would get the ACC champ, which is not going to be Miami, more than likely. It will be more than likely, as you mentioned, like Virginia or SMU, which is a much better first-round game than what you had the previous week where you were slated to play Alabama. Now, both of those at home, but I don't know about you, but if you're trying to get past the first round, Virginia... a little better matchup than Alabama.
The other thing, too, was you're now slotted, and I think a lot of this will change, but you're now slotted to go play Texas A&M if you win that game.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was Indiana. And I don't know who you'd rather play. Who would you rather play if you're Oregon? Indiana or Texas A&M neutral field?
I'd rather play Texas A&M.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
Even though you've already had one crack at the Hoosiers?
Indiana was just better than you were, and I think you're beat up now. And now we'll see what happens. You could get healthier, and it's that whole, you know, you can play a team twice, and it's hard to beat them twice. We saw with Ohio State and Oregon last year, but I thought Indiana was better than you were. And
well, they were in that one game, but that doesn't mean they are.
No, it's
the same as Oregon,
Oregon's,
Ohio State.
Oregon's a more talented team, but I thought there was the difference. Ohio State and Oregon was an absolute slugfest. And by the way, that was, you know, at your place and you were able to best them. I thought Indiana came into your place and was just better than you were. And like I said, right now, I think you're more beat up. Now, we don't know, kick this ahead a few weeks. Maybe Oregon is completely healthy and maybe that's different. But I have not been overly impressed with Texas A&M. And I know Indiana has had their own fair share of things. But given my choice between a team that I know on my home field was better than me versus having to go to a neutral site and play them again, I'll take an A&M team that easily could have a couple losses.
Well, the thought now is that the Ducks could still get a bye, which would be one of the top four seeds.
Yeah.
And I know that's controversial because everybody hated the bye last year because they thought it hurt them. But
yeah.
The way they can do that, though, is kind of murky. I mean,
I don't see a path, really, but I understand.
I don't either.
I understand where
you'd have to have a lot of stuff happen. You need Ohio State to lose.
Yeah.
To Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You need to win first.
Yes.
Beat Washington. You'd probably need to go beat Michigan in the Big Ten championship game, and then you'd probably need you need A&M to lose to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You would need the loser of Ohio State, Indiana. Oh no, because they wouldn't play in the Big Ten title game in that instance.
Yep.
So it would be Ohio. You would need maybe, gosh, I don't know who would be the 4-1 seeds if Oregon beat Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. That would mean Indiana and Ohio State would have one loss. You would have one loss, but you're the Big Ten champion. So you'd get seeded over them.
I would think so. Really, I think that's really all
you
need.
Yeah, that's it.
You need to play in the Big Ten title game and win, and you would. The winner of the SEC and the winner of the Big Ten will have buys.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So what you need to root for, so it's not as complicated as I thought.
Yeah.
What you need to root for is you need to root for the Ducks to beat the Huskies. You then need to root for Michigan to beat Ohio State, and then you would play Michigan in the Big Ten title game, and yes. I'm sure would be favored.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. Like,
so, I mean, you know,
it's there. I don't think it's going to happen, but stranger things certainly have.
I know there's
happened.
A lot of fans right now sitting out there going, "Oh, I'd rather just beat Washington, not play in the Big Ten title game, try to get healthy, host Virginia, who doesn't scare anyone, and then hit the quarterfinals."
Yeah,
you know.
I just don't believe in. I've seen Michigan play enough, and I understand that they've won four in a row, but.
Oh, dude, that team's not that good.
Michigan's not good.
What if Ohio State loses to Michigan again?
Well, I mean, what are you going to... I mean, if you're Ohio State, I know it stings, but at the same time, you'd be like, well, we're still in the playoff, and last year that happened too, and we won a national title. I mean, Michigan can sit there and boast all they want. Ohio State won a national title last year. I do think it's kind of adorable, like the Taylor Lewans of the world and the Dave Portnoys that try to make it out, like beating Michigan and being like a 6-win team is better than losing to your rival and winning a national championship. I don't get that.
Well,
but
they're Michigan guys. I mean, they're just doing the Michigan bit. I got to tell you, I will say Portnoy is not my thing.
Yeah.
But I've seen him on the Big Nooner a few times.
Yeah.
And I do really enjoy his trolling of Ohio State fans. Like he leans so into that.
Yeah.
Because he's a Michigan guy. It's great, and they hate him.
Yeah.
I think he does a pretty good job. He kind of brings a little bit more of an edgy Pat McAfee to the Big Nooner.
Sure.
And that's kind of what they were going for. And I got to say, even though he's kind of, you know, whatever, say what you will about him, he's kind of done a pretty good job on that show. Because that show sucks. Do you watch that show?
No.
Bro.
I don't really watch much
of... Who is the running back on that panel? He is absolutely awful.
Well, Mark Ingram?
Ingram.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's terrible.
It's not good. And I honestly, I only catch game day in snippets. I think the field goal kicking contest is kind of fun.
Did you see the girl at Oregon that almost made it?
Yeah, I did see that, but I didn't watch it live. That's a lot of that I just consume on clips afterwards, and I think McAfee's kind of fun. Well, I wasn't watching live.
They had a bro out there from Eugene. I do like the field goal kicking thing. Yeah, I think that's a good bit.
That's fun.
And they had a bro out there from Bend. Some bro from Bend. Mm. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't kicking. It was some cheerleader from Oregon.
Yeah.
Who said she played soccer, and she missed two of them.
Yeah.
Why didn't the kid from Bend pick? I missed that.
I think it was the idea is he knew he couldn't make it. I've seen that before where, like, they'll allow, basically, if you're like, I have zero. McAfee tries to do everything he can to let the person make it.
And they give him another kick. Oh, it's kind of fun. Dude,
they do all kinds of stuff
That is a good bit. At any rate.
Now, to be fair, I wanted to bring this up real quick, though, with the Michigan thing, because I don't think Michigan has a chance against Ohio State. And it was Rutgers, but Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith did not play against Rutgers.
That's right.
You know.
And their offense was sluggish.
So it neither one of those are long-term injuries. So, you know, is it the idea that, hey, it was Rutgers and let's get healthy for the stretch run? Or are there serious issues there? So we'll see what happens.
All right, what happens if the Ducks lose their coordinators? Will there be rain in Seattle? And does Texas A&M really even need to beat Texas? We'll get to those items coming up next hour here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.